The Revenue Department of Kerala government goes in a confiscation spree in the wake of the ultimatum Kerala High Court issued on January 19. Ultimatum wanted Kerala government to finish the confiscation of the assets belonging to outlawed PFI and its leaders on or before January 23, 2023. Confiscation of assets is for the compensation worth 5.20 crore rupees for damages and public property destruction caused by the violent flash hartal held by PFI on September 23, 2022. There was every reason to believe that Kerala government was soft-pedaling in the matter. Once, they went to the extent of saying that the confiscation would take 6 months. But, the High Court ultimatum of January 19 turned a bombshell for Kerala government. There is no room for further delaying tactics. Because it could invite contempt of court. Now, the Kerala government actions have been kicked off. Authorities have confiscated the land and house of PFI State General Secretary Abdul Sathar in Puttiyakavu, Karunagappally, Kollam district and several others. The assets of 197 PFI workers throughout the state are in the process of confiscation. The district-wise details are as follows. District. Number of PFI men to lose assets Thiruvananthapuram, 4 Kollam, General Secretary Abdul Sathar, so far 1, Pathananthitta, 3 Alappuzha, 2 Kottayam, 5 including former district president Idukki, 6 Ernakulam, 3 NPFI's Periya Valley complex, a prominent center Thrissur, 5, including SDPI state treasurer Yaya Koyathangal and general secretary PK Usman. Social Democratic Party of India SDPI is the political arm of PFI, Palakkar, 16 including former state secretary V.A. Rauf and Bawa, RSS leader Alappuli Ranjit murder accused Malappuram, 126 in 7 taluks, including former state president C.P. Muhammad Bashir Kozhikode, 9 Wayanad, 11 Kannur, 2 families Kasaragod, 4 in land and building of Chandragiri Charitable Trust, the center of PFI District Committee. Also read. https://0/20/10/1051/0519/bharat/pfi-ban-finally-kerala-government-forced-to-act-on-confiscation-of-pfi-terrorists-assets/http://0/20/10/1051/0519/bharat/pfi-kerala-government-forced-to-act-on-confiscation-of-pfi-terrorists-assets/.